Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Week 4 DFS Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to oddscrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Week 4 DFS Show. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Yes, double the price. I am joined by the DFS God himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Get up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, man? It's what we got Thursday evening. I'm watching App State here. We're going to talk DFS. Let's do this.
I want this pilot.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I got a couple games on over here. Well, I had to hop in the studio, but right outside of the studio, got the NFL game on, got the two college football games on, just kicking back, watching sport.
There is an FCS game. You're right. What's the score of that?
Pine Bluff is up big.
I took Alcorn State. I thought they were starting to make a little bit of a comeback.
I think it was 24-7 last I saw. Not sure.
26-7 now. So much for that comeback. But anywho. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm ready to talk some DFS. I won some money from you chumps out there last year. All right, I'm being accurate. Oh,
dude, my night slate killed it, man. My night slate. I mean, first off, there's so many like big profile guys putting up crazy points. That was a fun slate because that was just fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, when you look at the Friday slate, I like it. When I look at the Saturday morning slate, I like it. The Saturday night slate, that was kind of tough for me this week, but I'm ready to make some money.
I agree. That was the one I was, when I looked at all three of them, that was my least favorite one. But that's not to say that's not going to, you know, get in the green either. So who knows, man, but
I think part of the problem with that slate, we're going to go through all three of them on the College Football Experience, right, was to me, there's so many players questionable.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So you kind of, I mean, unless you want to be, you know, on Twitter right before game time, trying to figure out if they're going to play or not, a lot of times it's easier just to skip over them. You don't want to get burned and stuck with a guy who is going to get a goose egg. So you did have to scroll a little bit further to find some gems in the night slate.
And I did have a goose egg last week. His name was Keaton Slovis.
Ah, that hurts.
So instantly when you find that out, you go, oh, well, this is a waste of money. I just pissed away $5 or $10, whatever the fuck it was, right?
My goose egg, he actually played and started, but he sucked, was Florida State's quarterback, the UCF transfer.
I was nervous about that. What is your assessment of Florida State these days, huh? Are they about to go 0-4? Yeah.
Are they? I would think so. I mean, looking at the last couple of weeks, and I think Louisville's big win, I think they're going to ride that momentum. Even though I wasn't high on the Cardinals going into that game against UCF, I finally saw the complete package with Malik Cunningham. Never before in any other game did he like put it all together. And like, he really just carried them to that win. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't see any way that Florida State is going to beat them, but yeah, the line is only 1.5 now or something. So we'll see. But yeah, I would have to favor Louisville for sure.
That's what I'm saying, man. So we'll see if you're playing any of those in the DFS slate, but let's go Friday.
I might be.
Friday night, we have an ACC matchup to the team that just beat Florida State, the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, hitting the road to Charlottesville, Virginia, to take on Bronco Mendenhall's Wahoos. We have that. We have UNLV traveling to Fresno, California. And we have Liberty and Syracuse, and fourth game is what, Charlotte and Middle Tennessee. Is that the fourth?
That's correct. Yeah. That's the 4-game package, 8 teams.
So let me ask you this: what are you doing? Are you doing the 2 quarterback roster?
I am, and I'm paying up for quarterbacks in this slate here.
Yes.
First off, you know I'm going with my boy Brennan Armstrong. I've been singing his praises all year. Finally, people are starting to listen. I mean, in that game against UNC, he put up 39.6 fantasy points in 3 games this year. He hasn't been under 35 fantasy points. Mm. The game's gonna be a shootout. If you look at the over under, it's at 68.5. The second highest under is the Fresno game at 59.5. So you're going to want pieces of this Wake Forest UVA game. And that starts with my man, Brennan Armstrong, for 8.7K.
Superflex.
Yeah, I guess so. Technically, my other quarterback, if we're going to get them both out, I'm taking the Liberty. Another, a dual threat here with, Malik Willis for 8.5K going up against Syracuse. Really, you know, I spent up because I was afraid of Jake Haener not playing most of the second half. I was afraid that Fresno can take their foot off the gas and run the ball against UNLV. So really the only other potential option for me might've been Sam Hartman, which I have a feeling that you might take, cause I know you're a Hartman fan, but no, I decided to pay up for the quarterback position. I think both these guys can have monster games.
Well, I have Brennan Armstrong as my super flex. But my other quarterback, I went Jake Haener. Okay. I think UNLV is not going to have as big as a problem with the heat. Fresno and Vegas, similar weather. And coming there in the desert and in the valley or whatever, and playing Fresno. Yeah, do I think Fresno's gonna destroy them? Sure, and maybe they pull him in the third quarter. But I think his stat line, the Fresno offense, as much as you know, they like passing the ball. I think you go back to like the game against the FCS. What was it, Cal Poly? They still passed for a lot of yards. So I'm gonna take my shot with Haener. I'm a little nervous about the UCLA hangover effect, but even if that happens, that means he probably plays the whole game.
Yeah. Either way, he's gonna get his points. And just like the UConn game, he might have only played a half, but he still had a very nice half.
Yeah.
So I have no qualms with taking Hayner. I thought you might go Hartman. No. I mean, we just saw what Sam Howell and UNC did to that UVA defense.
I think that UVA defense is better than that, though. I think. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to be elite this year by any means, but I just think UNC and Ole Miss have a second or an extra gear that the rest of college football doesn't have offensively. So
yeah,
I'm just going to take that as, cause I mean, UVA played Illinois good. Now Illinois' offense is dog shit. I think Hartman will get points. I just think, I don't know. I just say, I think Hayner, man, he lit it up last week, but, and he's lit it up all season, really. I'm going to go Hayner. I don't know.
I think Fresno had the top passing offense. They had the fifth best in the country last year, top in the Mountain West. So yeah, that's not a bad choice.
And I save save money.
Yeah, exactly. And you do save it. I mean, I think he's only $500-$600 cheaper than Willis, but, all right. I only have two running backs here. What about you?
Yeah, only two for me too.
I got Sean Tucker, my guy that I think I'm not sure if you were aware of him until week one this year, where I rostered him and he had a huge game against Ohio, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Tucker's legit. He's a good running back, even though that Syracuse offense might not be that great, but I think they're going to have some success on the ground against Liberty. He's 6.4K. Give me Sean Tucker.
I thought about it. Not a bad play. Cause I think they'll get some success, like you said, against Liberty. I really think that, and I think that game could be sneaky. I went Liberty, but it wouldn't shock me with fans if Syracuse pulled off the upset there.
I think it's gonna be a close game. Definitely.
Yeah. My top paid running back is in that Fresno game. I'm going with, Reggie Rivers. Yes.
Ronnie Rivers,
son of Reggie Rivers. Right. Jeez, getting it backwards. Ronnie Rivers, this guy, well, what's great about him is yes, sometimes it can be frustrating in the fact that, man, they should commit to the run more, which they might do if they're up 30. I don't know if Rivers will be in then, but he is dynamic out of the backfield. So I think he's going to get his receptions at 5,600. I'm bargain shopping. I feel like
I'm a big fan of Rivers and usually he is higher. Once again, I was a little bit worried about game script though. So I've only rostered one guy from Fresno. That's one receiver that we'll get to. But Rivers is he's a fantasy stud, especially in the PPR format.
Yeah. Just dual threat. That's what you want in fantasy sometimes, I think. So yep. Give me your second running back.
My guy, I roster this guy all the time. Christian Beale Smith for Wake Forest, 5.3K.
Ding, ding. All right, so right now
we have
two of the four two differences and two similarities. So Yeah, I mean, this one is one I feel like even with I think UVA's defense going to have a game where they kind of come back to life. I still think Wake Forest's offense is too good and they're going to get points. All right,
they'll at least be in like the mid 20s.
Yeah, I think they'll be in the 30s probably.
Yeah, probably. I think this game could be like 41-31 UVA or something.
Yeah, I agree. So I'm going to take my chances around the goal. And here's an interesting stat for you. Wake, they've been really bad at the big play this year, right? They've had a great offense, but they haven't had many game change, like 50 yard touchdowns or 70 yard touchdowns. I think they're one of the worst in the Power Five. So that means they're going to get it down there. They don't have that explosion. Well, that means they get down there in the red zone. And who do they like to give it to? Christian Beale Smith. I like the play. 5,300. Sign nice. Me up. So we all have four receivers then, right?
Correct. My most expensive is 6.5K. Finally, I get out to that Fresno game. I didn't have enough money for Jalen Cropper. I know that guy's a stud. But the other guy, Josh Kelly, not too shabby in his own right. 8 for 120 against UCLA. Game before that against that Cal Poly, 3 for 127 and 2 touchdowns. You got to have some pieces of this Fresno game. So I went with the cheaper option in Josh Kelly.
Well, I went expensive, you know. I went with Cropper. All right.
Well, you had the extra money from going with the cheaper quarterback. Exactly. So that makes sense.
and I'm going to crop dust all over this game.
Is that a good thing?
I think Fresno, look, I wouldn't be surprised if Fresno's a little sluggish in the first quarter. UNLV maybe hangs around 7-7 or something. Then giving a little bit of extra life for the Fresno offense. And I'm banking on that because I got Cropper, I got Rivers, I got Hayner. Give me the Bulldogs offense. But at 7,400, he's my top wide out. Nice. Who's your second?
Second, I'm going to go to Wake Forest here. Again, roster a guy that you mentioned on the pod last week, I believe, A.T. Perry for 6.1K.
Ding, ding, ding.
What a nice little performance there for you last week. He was cheap too. Was he like in the mid fives last week?
Yeah.
And he put up what, 7 for 155 and a touchdown?
Yeah.
It seems like Ja'Cory Roberson, our guy from last year, the Demon Deacon wide receiver one, he's had a quiet season. I don't know if he's getting double covered.
I think that might be some of it.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but it seems like A.T. Perry's having more success and he's cheaper. So sign me up.
Yeah, and this guy can play. I've been impressed with you know, every time I've seen Wake games when he's caught the ball, I've been impressed with this guy's skill. So I rostered him again at 6,100. I think, like I said, Wake, if they score 31 points, I think there's a solid chance he could have a touchdown there. So go out there and take A.T. Perry. All right, third highest paid receiver. But before I do, I want to tell you guys that the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Yes, ready to win money and boost your odds? Well, guess what? WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. And we're bringing you the excitement of Win Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards are right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from the NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, and more. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Well, sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download, bet, and win. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynnBet.com to start winning today. All right. So give me your third highest paid wideout.
All right. So this guy, first off, I don't have a whole lot of money left. So he's only 4.4K. I'm going to take you to Liberty. This is my one question mark because I haven't seen this guy play yet. I haven't watched Liberty this year. Last year, it was always tough to pinpoint what Liberty receiver was going to have the best game on any given Saturday. But this year, this guy, DeMario Douglas, he leads the team in catches. The second highest guy is less than half. So it seems like he is firmly entrenched as the top receiver for the Flames. He's only 4.4K. So give me this guy, DeMario Douglas.
I like it. I didn't do it, but I like it. I took one at 4.8K as well. And you know, UNLV, it's been a mess.
My guy was 4.4K.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I went 4.8K, but I went with Kyle Williams. And here's the logic here. UNLV has played a bunch of different quarterbacks. Tate Martell, Justin Rogers, Cameron Friel, Doug Brumfield. Brumfield seems to be the guy, but it seems like that could change on one possession. And if they are, let's play the game that Fresno blows out UNLV. Maybe I get a couple guys taken out early. Hope, but that means they probably got decent yardage or maybe some scores. Well, I think Fresno's, or I'm sorry, UNLV is going to keep trying to press them. And that's why I like Kyle Williams at 4,800. He's their leading receiver. And he's, you know, by far their number one option when it comes to passing. So I'm going to take a shot on Kyle Williams. And I actually think Fresno's run defense was pretty impressive against UCLA. It was their pass defense that actually showed some weakness there. Maybe that's the advantage UNLV has, is in the air.
Interesting. I mean, he had a big week one against Eastern Washington, but last two games combined, it's only three catches for 30 yards.
But that was against Arizona State and Iowa State.
Well, you know what I'm sensing here is our first side bet of the year. Your guy is $400 more expensive. I'm going to say my guy, DeMario Douglas, outscores your guy, Kyle Williams. Yawn.
That is a done deal, buddy. All right.
I got a little pen and pad here.
Fire it up. That's what that's saying.
I want to remember this shit, okay?
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the party, pal. Let's do this.
I imagine our last guy might be the same guy because he is criminally underpriced and he's one of the best tight ends in the nation.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. He's over at Virginia, Jelani Woods.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. After that huge game against the Fighting Illini where he went 5 for 122 and a touchdown, he backed it up against UNC last week with 6 for 47 and a touchdown. The guy's a monster for 4K. You have to roster him.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer. You got to do it. My team's going to kick your team's ass. By the way, folks, come join us, all right? We tweet this out. Come play DraftKings with us. Only a few bucks. It's like buying a beer. But, you know, you never know if you win, which, you know, if you're playing against me and I'm giving away these lineups, you have a shot. You got a shot to, if you play my exact lineup.
You can at least tie me.
Yeah, you can at least tie me. Split my money here. No, but you can make like $100, something like that. A couple, you know, enough to pay off the cable, maybe. Actually, cable's like $150 now.
Well, who the hell's paying for cable?
Yeah, all right. Maybe
that YouTube TV monthly bill.
Maybe you buy something from the Sears catalog. All right.
I sent out a tweet of my whole roster was on fire. Had the fire sign next to him or whatever you want to call it. And one of our followers said, "DraftKings does college football DFS." I'm like, "Come on, man, where you been?"
Thanks for checking out the show. Appreciate that. No, that's why we step it up, man. How about this though? Let's before I bounce into the morning slate, because I like the morning slate a lot. I want to tell you the college football experience is brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Go check out the new PropSwap.com, which is packed with fresh features like filtering tickets based on value to find the best odds available. Browse the activity feed to stay in the know. They got a brand new loyalty rewards program that turns sales into extra cash and much, much more. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will match it up to $500. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. With PropSwap, your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. When making your bets, always make sure you go for two. Get two tickets on the same team or player so you can sell one for profit and then keep yourself some skin in the game. You got to do that. Thousands of buyers across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every single day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. I also want to tell you that we're brought to you by Keeps. Keeps offers a simple, stress-free way to keep your hair on your head. Convenient virtual doctor consultations and medications are delivered straight to your door every 3 months. You don't even have to leave your home. Low cost treatments start at $10 a month. They have discreet packaging and proven results. They have more 5-star reviews than any of their competitors. Prevention is key. Treatments take about 4 to 6 months. So you got to act fast. All right. And if you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com, KEEPS.com/SGP to receive your first month of treatment for completely free. All right. That's keeps KEEPS.com/SGP to get your first month free. All right. Morning slate here.
I like it. I'm a fan of it.
Some interesting games out there.
You going two quarterbacks?
I am.
Same here.
I went one expensive. I am not using my more expensive quarterback in the super flex spot.
But it doesn't really matter. You know,
yeah.
If you got two of them, it doesn't matter. You could interchange them into quarterback or super flex. But all right, who's your most expensive guy?
I am going to Logan, Utah.
Ooh.
Hank Bachmeier.
Yeah.
Look, I watched the Air Force Utah State game last week. That thing was now maybe that's just the triple option. But Air Force was throwing the ball quite a bit, but that was a back and forth crazy game. In fact, I was surprised the defensive play was what was like, because both teams, it looked like whoever was going to have the ball last was going to win. Air Force ended up fumbling at a key moment, and Utah State got the win. But it was back and forth. So I'm gonna play a little bit of that early kick. Really early kick, I feel like, for this matchup. But give me Bachmeier at 7,300. to
and he's your most expensive guy, huh?
He is.
Wow, so you're going cheap with the quarterback. I will say that game has the highest over under of the slate at 69.5 points. So they're expecting a shootout. That makes sense. I did not have Bachmeier. I know I've rostered him a couple times this year. Not today. I paid up for my man, Malik Cunningham. I was just talking about him. Three games. He's 3 for 3, three games. He's been over 30 fantasy points in each game. I don't see how that stops. He basically is the Louisville offense. And if there's a chance that FSU has quit, then Louisville could have a big day. And if Louisville has a big day, Cunningham has a big day.
I like it. I thought about it. My second highest paid quarterback, which is definitely one of the lower paid quarterbacks, but I'm curious, if you went this route here. I went with Connor Basilick of Missouri here. And the logic really was, is that, teams have had success the past 2 years or a year and a half, I should say, against Boston College in their past defense. And when you add in the fact that they're without their starting quarterback, so I think of a lot of three and outs, I think the game will get dominated with Missouri's time of possession. I'm going to take Kyle Basilek at 6,800. I mean, guys, 28 points were put on the board by UMass. All right.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, the yardage battle was not that far in favor of Boston College. So I think there's opportunities against this defense. Give me Connell Basilek as my play.
Interesting play. I did not roster him. I actually spent up for the quarterbacks. Now there was one quarterback, a cheaper guy who I contemplated, a few hundred bucks cheaper than your guy. And that was Tyler Shuck of Texas Tech for 6.5K. Yeah, he's coming off his best game now, albeit it was against Florida International, but he just threw for 404 touchdowns. They're playing Texas. That game is always a shootout. So yeah. I was thinking about taking Shuck, but I decided to spend up on quarterbacks and I went Will Rogers for 7.8K Mississippi State.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's going to be firing the laser like 30 times. He's taking much better care of the football this
30 times. He just put up 67 attempts.
30 times in the first quarter. Connell Basilek is much like Will Rogers and the fact that they haven't been turning the ball over this year. And I think that those are two young quarterbacks that are really making great strides in year two.
Right.
So I like that. Are you at all worried about the LSU secondary?
Look, I know Stingley's back and playing this year and therefore the LSU secondary is better, but don't forget this LSU team was last in the nation in pass defense last year.
Yeah.
They gave up 323 yards per game, 128th in the nation. I realize they're not as bad this year. Stingley Jr. is a big part of that, but still, I don't think, you know, they're like a top half of the country secondary. So no, I think first off, they really haven't played a very good passing attack yet. UCLA is more of a running team,
but even UCLA was able to exploit them a lot. Especially with the tight end. Yeah.
Right. I think Mississippi State, they had a lot of success last year. I think they'll do it again.
There you go. You heard it here first. All right, let's talk running backs. I went with three backs on this set. What'd you do?
Same here.
Man, you cheating, copying bastard. All right. All right. My top priced running back is going to be, I was all over this SMU TCU game, the skillet. The battle for the cast iron skillet.
Well, that's the second highest over under, so makes sense.
So my flex is Ulysses S. Grant Bentley. look, the guy's a legend. He fought for the North. He fought for your freedom. God damn it. No,
he liked his booze also.
Yeah. And, he liked his booze.
I enjoy a stiff drink as well.
Well, look, Ulysses S. Bentley, this guy, the fifth or the fourth, or I don't even know that my Roman numerals anymore. But anyway, the guy can play. All right. And with in the air raid, what I love and pretty much why we last year were notorious for taking Jaquavius Marks of Mississippi State, they're going to get like 20 catches. You know what I mean? Like these running backs in these air raid systems, even if they, I mean, an SMU commits to the run a little bit more than Mississippi State does, but they're going to get a bunch of catches out the backfield. So I like Ulysses S. Bentley to bring us some more freedom in our bank accounts. So 6,600, 6,600. What do you think of good old Ulysses? You going with, let me guess, you're going with Stonewall.
Well, I do reside in the South currently, but no, you know, interesting that you must have spent up on receivers in this slate. If he's your most expensive running back and you didn't have that, you know, too expensive of quarterbacks, you must really spend up at the wide opposition. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out. No, I spent up for Bijan Robinson, 7.2K, Texas Longhorns. You know, he had one kind of a down game, only put up 14 fantasy points against Arkansas. Other than that, the other two games, he's been north of 36 points in each game. I know they're going to say, you might even bring up that Texas Tech has a good run defense. That's bullshit.
Allegedly.
They just haven't played any good running teams yet. So I think, this Texas Tech game, there's going to be a lot of points. There is every year. Last year, what was it last year? No, did they play last year?
59-56. Texas Tech should have won the game. Yeah,
I have it here. I think it was even higher scoring than that. It was. Maybe I don't have it here. It was a lot of points.
No, I believe
overtime. I think Texas was in the 60s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know Texas Tech had them beat, and they had to get two onside kicks to come back in that game and send the game to overtime. The Longhorns were incredibly lucky to win that game last year. It was something crazy. I know the score was a crazy Arena Football League score. But I like the play because Bijan Robinson, we've heard Steve Sarkisian say he's going to commit this many carries to him every game. So, you know, he's their guy. Running back wise, I was talking running back
second
before.
Running back.
Yeah. Second running back. I'm going to go back to that SMU TCU game. Have you had a chance to check out this kid, Zach Evans, a former four star?
He's kind of five star.
Yeah, five
buddy.
Star.
He's a five star.
What's going on over here? I had a late lunch or something. I'm fucking up shit. This kid's a stud though, and his yards per carry average is killing it this year. He's at 6,200. I think that's a great value play considering he's getting 8 yards a carry, 217 yards on the season, 2 touchdowns, and I just think they're gonna win this game. It's a heavy dose of Zach Evans. So give me Zach Evans. You play him?
Well, in addition to this podcast, I also write a weekly college football DFS column. I did highlight Zach Evans in that column against Cal last time, 22 for 190 and a touchdown. That's against a good defense.
Yeah.
So here's my dilemma. I have enough money, a couple hundred dollars more than that. I'm debating between him and Wisconsin's Ches Malusi. Now Malusi, you could argue he has a tougher matchup against Notre Dame, but even against Penn State, he got his. So I was kind of going back and forth between Evans and Malusi. Right now, Malusi is in my roster. We'll see if that stays true. I love the Zach Evans play. I might pivot to him right now. It's like 51-49. Which running back am I going to go with?
Interesting.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, pick Dundee. What do you think?
Well, I think
first off, do you have more money? Could you afford Malusi? And if you did, who would you go with?
How much more money is he again?
Only $200 more expensive.
I left $100 on the table. So No, I couldn't have, but I gotta be honest. I filled out the running backs first. Okay. I actually think Evans is the play. You know, that Notre Dame game they're calling for rain.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's going to be a lot less scoring than TCU SMU. I think that's a given.
Well, I also think, like, even though Jim Levitt's the DC and he's going to, you know, he's a great defensive coordinator, I think his main goal is, hey, can we stop this passing attack? Well, then that opens up the running attack. So that's where my head was at with that pick.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm switching over to a Zach Evans. He was on my radar last year. I rostered him last year when he was dirt cheap. The problem with last year was he was a timeshare. There was like three running backs there. And I think if you watch TCU, he was obviously the best one, but as a true freshman, maybe they didn't trust him. And yeah, but I think finally with that game against Cal, I think he's going to be the RB one there and he could have a monster game.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So who's your third and final running back? Cause I have a third I haven't given out yet, but because What's that?
Oh, yeah, here's my guy, 5.5K. If you've been watching Utah State, you know about Calvin Tyler Jr.
Yes, yes.
The guy is a hell of a player. You know, what? Just last week against Air Force, 19 for 132 and two touchdowns. He was also put up decent games against North Dakota and Washington State. There's going to be a lot of points in this game. So, yeah, give me Calvin Tyler Jr. for 5.5K.
There you go. There you go. Did you leave any money on the board?
I got $400 on the board, especially since I just saved $200 going from Malusi to Evans.
Well, maybe you hop on this pick because Jashawn Corbin, the A&M transfer for Florida State, he's going up against Louisville, and I'm not buying into Louisville's run defense being great yet. Corbin, Florida State, they have a million problems, but hey. He's got 30. He's their by far their team's leading rusher, 280 yards on the season, couple touchdowns, averaging 7.6 yards a carry. And then get this. He is one reception away from being the team's top receiving target.
I like Corbin. He's a good player, but no, I'm not buying into anybody on Florida State.
Well, you should buy into their defensive end, Jermaine Johnson, the second. That guy's killing it. 4.5 sacks on the season already.
We're not playing IDP, buddy.
Those are my running backs though. So let me then tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for sports betting picks, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction for every game, every day, in every sport, loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, where you can find in-depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick, search the latest sportsbook promotions to sign up for an account, compare the odds, and finally place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. And PicksWise, they back responsible gambling. You got a gambling problem? You call 1-800-GAMBLER. I also want to tell you, we're brought to you by Prize Picks. Turn your picks into real cash with Prize Picks, my favorite daily fantasy app. It's fast. And it's easy. And it all starts with Prize Picks. Simply pick 2 to 5 players and decide if they'll go on the over or the under on their stat projection. The more players you pick, the more you can win. You can win up to 10 times your money. Prize Picks is the only way I play. Use our promo code SGP to receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks, promo code SGP. All right. Receiver slate. So we both only have, three receivers?
Yeah, and really, I don't have much money left. So my top guy's only 5.6K. So why don't you do the honor since you have, you know, a little more pizzazz to your picks here at receiver probably?
What has been the theme on this show essentially for me this episode?
Take guys in the SMU TCU or the boys of Utah State game. The
SMU TCU game. Look, Gary Patterson's a great defensive coach, but they're still gonna be able to get yards. All right, these are two guys, they know each other well. There's some value in Rashee Rice at 6,300. The guy, yes. He is not their possession receiver by any means. He is their deep threat. 21 yards a catch, 4 touchdowns on the season, though, leads the team. Only 10 catches on the year. To give you an idea, a lot of the other receivers have more receptions. But when it comes to breaking that big one, it is Rashee Rice averaging 21 yards a grab, Nick. So I'm going to value him with some. He's a guy that I think in a rivalry matchup, which this clearly is. He's going to try to be the guy that, you know, breaks it, just have a great game against your rivals. He's experienced. It was great last year. Give me Rashee Rice.
I like it. It makes sense to have a receiver for SMU. That's why I do as well. My guy is about 2K cheaper. He's 4.5K Reggie Roberson Jr. He does have 4 more catches than Rashee Rice.
3 less touchdowns, buddy.
To your point, 30 less yards or 36 less yards and 3 less touchdowns, which is why your guy's more expensive. If I had the money, I like Rice better than Roberson, but I don't, and I still want an SMU receiver. He's not my most expensive guy, but I figured it just made sense to talk about him since we're talking about the SMU passing attack.
There we go. Okay, well then. My second highest priced wideout is little guy by the name of Zay Flowers. Now this one's a bit of a gamble. Be the first to tell you, because
especially with the backup quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. But if you look at really what Missouri's problem was, there's a reason why they went out and got a new defensive coordinator in the offseason. And to tell you the truth, that a couple of these matchups, even Southeast Missouri getting that cover, I still don't know that they're a great defense, and I think there'll be opportunity. He's a big part of this offense. I think like between him and the tight ends, because they don't run the ball well. They're actually pretty terrible at running the ball, which is crazy because Adazio was just there a couple of years ago. You would think that would carry over some, but really Flowers is a big chunk of their offense. He hasn't been as good as he was a season ago, I feel like, but still, you know, he leads the team in receiving. I think regardless, you know, he leads them from a yardage standpoint. He also leads them from a reception standpoint at a pretty great rate too. So I'm gonna take a flyer on Zay Flowers, 5,600.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a guy for $5,600 who's not Zay Flowers. I'm gonna take you to a game where I think there's probably gonna be more points. That's once again that Texas Tech Texas game, and I'm gonna grab the wide receiver two on the Red Raiders. That is Kalen Geiger Sr. He's a transfer from Troy, grad transfer. He's a senior. Started off a little slow trying to get on the same page as Shuck, but last week he caught 6 for 121. I didn't have the money for the leading Texas Tech wide receiver. That is Eric Azukanma, who's 7K. But I like to fall back to Geiger here. He hasn't scored a touchdown yet this season, so maybe he's due. A little positive touchdown regression, if you will. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, once again, I don't have the top receivers for either team so far, SMU or Texas Tech, but they are, you know, really good passing attacks where I think their number twos can put up as much as a wide receiver one on Boston College.
There you go. So I only got one player left. Same with you, right?
Same here.
I'm going to take you to Tallahassee for $5,500.
Don't tell me Florida State. Oh, okay. You're going Ford.
I am going Marshawn Ford. He is a beast. I remember last year watching him saying, why are they not giving them the rock more? Seems like Satterfield must have been listening to the College Football Experience because he leads the team in receptions and kind of by a lot. 13 grabs, 156 yards, second on the team in receiving yardage, but also he has gotten in the red zone. He's tied for the top target in the red zone, essentially. So I'm gonna play Marshawn Ford, and I think another thing is, what is the weakness of Florida State? I think it's those linebackers. I think those safeties. If anything, Florida State's defensive line seems all right. It's everywhere else that they're flawed. So I think Marshawn Ford will have a good day.
I like it. You know, I was flirting with him with putting him in my roster when I was going through a couple iterations of it. He was in there, then I took him out. I ended up not taking him. But if you watch that game against UCF, the dude stood out. You know, he's a hell of a tight end. So I like the play there. But my guy is only 4K. LSU, a true freshman by the name Deion Smith. Now, this is a gamble. This is a straight gamble because I don't think he hardly even got in the game against UCLA. He only caught two passes against McNeese. But last week, he went for 5 for 135 and 2 touchdowns. Now there's receivers in front of him, so we're not sure how much action he's going to get, but the guy just looked, you know, dynamite last week. So I think Coach O is going to find some room for him. This game could against Mississippi State could be a shootout. So as long as they can get him onto the field, which I hope they do, I think Deion Smith can carve out a nice game at only 4K.
Interesting play, but I like it. I like the creativity there.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do it. You got to have some fun. That's how stacking the money green took home 200K. A little running back named Tariq Cohen was the difference there. All right, folks, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience is brought to you by Mint Mobile. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile, you know, offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I go, okay, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, It all made sense. There isn't a catch. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy, you know, overhead cost or any of that stuff that you, that gets passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on that sweet savings directly to you. For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month, unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and you know, keep the same phone number. You can keep all the contacts. It's okay. And even if you're not 100% satisfied, well, Mint Mobile has a 7-day money back guarantee. Essentially, they got you covered. Switch to Mint Mobile to get the premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, and it will ship right to your door. Go to mintmobile.com/sportsgp. That's mintmobile.com/sportsgp. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best bettor in the United States? Well, the folks at Odds Crowd are challenging you to prove it this football season with their epic free play fantasy betting contest. Each week of the season, there's a $350 NFL contest and a $250 one as well. And you better believe the boys here at SGPN are going to be all taking part in it. So you can try to claim bragging rights over us. Just know you'll lose. All right. Here's how it works. Once you enter the contest, you track your bets against, you know, odds and lines, and much like you would with any pick tracking app. But the most profitable players rise up the leaderboard, and you have the highest profit at the end. Then guess what? You win. Odds Crowd isn't just a fantasy betting contest. It's a social app for sports bettors. Free to download. You can live group chat with other bettors. You can track your bets. You can set up private fantasy contests with your buddy and much, much more. So download their app for free or go to oddscrowd.com today. And while you're downloading apps, you should download us, the SGPN app. It's now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and sign up and download the SGPN app today. Here we are, night slate. The one that I'm most interested in hearing, because I knew we'd have a lot of similarities with the weekday games. And then
so far, though, I think other pods, other weeks, we've had more similarities.
Agreed.
So we're branching out a little bit. I like it.
There we go.
Let's go. All right. So, and this is slate is, I only have one quarterback. This is the only slate where my super flex is not a quarterback. Did you go the chalky route and roster two quarterbacks like everybody else?
I did. And well, I feel damn good about it. All right.
All right. Who's your most expensive guy?
My most expensive guy is someone you just don't want to fade. He just put up 59 in back-to-back weeks. Samuel Howell. Look,
gotta take him, man.
Georgia Tech, they had their cute game last week. They're about to get, you know, they don't have the offense to keep up with Carolina. All right. So I think Howell has a big day. They put another 50 spot on the board in Atlanta.
Yeah, the dude's expensive. He's 9K. But I think after that opening week against Virginia Tech, I think, I mean, obviously UNC, I mean, first off, he's just a hell of a quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But I think UNC is making a concerted effort to get him into the Heisman consideration. I think they want him at least in the discussion. So I think he's just going to rack up silly stats for the rest of the year. You got to pay up, but I don't see, especially on a slate where it's not, there's not a whole lot of great quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you don't roster Howell, I think you're going to put yourself behind the eight ball from the start. So I got Howell too, 9K.
Wow. And then my other quarterback at 6,400, I think he's a value shopper. All right. And I think everyone, his value probably went down because of that Chattanooga game, but I'm on Will Levis. Not only am I locking up Kentucky minus, what is it? 4.5, 5. I forget.
Yeah. Somewhere around there,
at South Carolina. I just think South Carolina is not going to have any success offensively, which will then keep the ball in Kentucky's control. And I think Will Levis, I got it. I mean, I was on Chattanooga last week. I thought they would potentially, it was a layup spot. Now they're back. This is SEC play. I think they realize that maybe there's opportunity. If they can win this and beat Florida, which I know Florida looked all right against Bama, but Florida didn't look great in the other two matchups and they didn't cover. I think this Kentucky team finally got a passing quarterback. And I think Will Levis has shown that he's completing 65% of his passes, 10 yards of completion means he's taking shots downfield. Like to see that that touchdown interception ratio slightly better, but I think he's going to have his opportunities to really, dissect this Gamecock defense. Give me Will Levis. What are you doing?
So I don't have another quarterback. Now I did roster Levis a couple of weeks ago against Missouri. He had a solid game, nothing special, solid. And that's probably what you're going to get again. But for that price, there's nothing wrong with, you know, 18 points or something. So I won't argue with that, but my super flex, I'm going to jump into running backs here. Cause I got four running backs.
Nice. I like it.
You have three.
I have two.
Just two. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, my top running back is 7.2K. It's Kenneth Walker, the third for Michigan State. I mean, just look at the two games where he's been needed, you know, against Northwestern, 53 fantasy points, 264 yards, 23 carries. Against Miami, 30 fantasy points, 27 for 172. It's a volume play for a hell of a running back. We saw him at Wake Forest do well on a bigger stage. He's keeping it going, man. And I don't care about Nebraska. I mean, Michigan State is going to just feed him the rock over and over and over.
I like it. I thought about going with it, but I thought, man, you know, Nebraska hasn't impressed me much this year, but if there was one unit, if there was one unit that has, I think it's the run defense. I think the run defense has been all right.
Well, I mean, who they play though?
I mean, Oklahoma last week.
Yeah, but Oklahoma hasn't had a good running game for a few years now.
True.
Now their defense in general looked good against Oklahoma. I'll give you that.
Yeah, and so I mean, I get it. Walker looks so good. He looks like the best player in the Big Ten right now. But I stayed away. I went the other route. I went down to Morgantown and got a guy who's going to be playing against Oklahoma. And Letty Brown. Letty Brown did all right for me against Virginia Tech. He is, if anything, I actually think he's like the rock of the offense. Without him, I don't think Dougie's that good of a passing quarterback. I don't think the offense really moves. So I think Letty Brown's going to get his regardless. So give me Letty Brown at 6,900 on the road in Stillwater.
He's a solid
in Norman. Jeez.
Yeah. He's a solid play because he is. It's not a committee approach. He's going to get 20 carries. I don't think he's as talented as like Kenneth Walker or the third or some other running backs. But strictly volume, it's a safe play. He's not going to put up 40 fantasy points, but he'll probably get you like 20 or so. And you know, hey, sometimes it's good to mix in some safe bets with some, you know, long shots with upside. So I did not take him. My second running back is 5.6K. You just mentioned Stillwater. That's where I'm going. Jaylen Warren, the Oklahoma State running back.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude, he just had a game.
Yeah, he's a player too. And once again, Skylar Thompson's out. I expect Oklahoma State to have the ball a lot in this game.
He's a Utah State transfer against Boise, 32 for 218 and two touchdowns. Woo! On the Smurf turf?
Yeah. And now they come back to Stillwater against a K-State team that, yes, they're playing better, but they're on a backup quarterback, and I don't think this offense will have much success against a decent Oklahoma State defense.
I know they got some other backs there, LD Brown, but I think Jaylen Warren with that performance, I think he said, this is my backfield. I own this. Give me the rock. So at only 5.6K, I was kind of surprised he was that low given the game he just had.
100%, man. 100%. So those are my running backs. You have another running back to give me, right?
I got two more running backs.
There
buddy.
We go.
I'm going to take you to South Carolina. Now, Kevin Harris has been banged up to start the year. But if you watch him last year, I think he's finally probably healthy.
Yeah, he's a beast too.
And for only 5.3K, I think you're getting one of the best running backs in the SEC. Granted, South Carolina can't pass the ball, but they couldn't pass the ball last year either. And he still put up points. And now if he is fully healthy, once again, volume is going to be there. Yeah. Kentucky's got a pretty good defense, but somebody's got to do something for the Gamecocks and the price is right. So Kevin Harris, 5.3K.
Interesting. All right. Now I need your other running back.
All right. This guy, bottom of the barrel, 3.5K. I'm going to take you to Houston, a true freshman named Alton McCaskill.
I like it.
Now Molba Carr is apparently the starter, but he's been banged up all year. He might play this week, but he hasn't played since I think he got hurt in the Rice game. So McCaskill came in. Once Carr went down, had a couple touchdowns against Rice. Against Grambling, he ran for over 100, a couple more touchdowns. The guy looks legit. If Carr is playing, he's going to eat into his workload here, but this game is a chance to be a blowout if we've seen what Navy has done the last seven or eight games. So either way, I think McCaskill can get some amount of carries, maybe find the end zone again. He has four touchdowns in the last two games. He's only 3.5K. It's a gamble again, but that's why he's only 3.5.
I like it. Interesting. That was some deep diving. I can appreciate that. All right. So receiver wise, because you're way ahead of me now, so I got to go to my top price receiver, which I am going to go to Chapel Hill. Well, I guess in Atlanta, I'm going to go. Obviously, I couldn't afford Josh Downs, who's just destroying college football right now. But I went with their second leading receiver from a reception standpoint, Emory Simmons at 6,600. Look, I get it. You know, he's not Downs, but I think Howell is getting more and more comfortable throwing to Green and Simmons and Coffee Brown. So I think they'll have their opportunities in this game. And I think Georgia Tech can make it a point of emphasis. They have Trey Swilling, good guy, good corner there, going up against Josh Downs. Give me Emory Simmons.
Well, since you just mentioned him, one good thing about spending 3.5K on a very long shot is that you have money to spend elsewhere. And I did roster Downs. So I do have the UNC Howell to Downs stack. Wow. Hopefully combined, they put up like 80 points or, you know, something like that. So, I mean, I like your, you know, it's always good to have a fallback and go to the number two on a loaded passing attack. But Downs has had eight catches in three straight games. Man, he has really come onto the scene this year. So I could not pass up the stack of Howell and Downs, even though to combined they're 17.3K.
And my second most expensive receiver, I went with, I think this kid's going to get his regardless. I'm talking about Jalen Naylor, the wide receiver for Michigan State. One of the better wide receivers. I mean, their receiving core is good between him and Jaden Reed. Naylor though, second leading receiver on the team right now, but the guy's got a knack to getting in the end zone. He's tied for the top amount of touchdowns on the team. So give me Jalen Naylor. He's got 10 catches on the season, 141 yards. He's more of their possession receiver, but
I like it. What's his price tag?
5,800.
Yeah. Okay. Not a bad play. Not on my roster. My second highest receiver. I've rostered him a couple times this year already. The Nebraska transfer. You got Will Levis. I got Wandale Robinson. Dude, where was he at Nebraska? This guy has three straight games over 100 yards. Two touchdowns on the year, 18 catches. He's averaging six catches and 100 yards a game. He's only 6K. Give me Wandale Robinson.
Well, he was like their best player. I mean, isn't that the guy Frost went off of? That might have been McCaffrey, but he was like their best player last year. You probably say so. It makes sense to see him succeeding in good old Lexington.
You didn't roster him, huh?
I did not, and I don't have any. I didn't leave any money on the board in the night slate. But my second highest receiver took a shot on this, and I mainly just wanted to find a starting wide receiver going up against Florida.
Okay,
Florida's got issues with their defensive backs. They've been in their secondary incredibly thin from injuries. So I think Tennessee might, and knowing how many times Heupel likes to commit to throwing the rock, I'm going to take a flyer on Cedric Tillman. Now he's actually their third leading wide receiver when it comes to yardage and receptions. But I think he's like there's a connection that is growing in Knoxville. Okay. The only shaky thing is it going to be Milton or Hendon Hooker?
Does it matter?
I don't know that it does, but I felt like with Milton is where he was having more success. Okay. But right. So give me a Tillman at 5,700.
Interesting. Okay. I only have one guy left. I think you might have two.
I have one other guy left after this.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go then. So my cheapest receiver is 5K and a little bit of a similar approach. I wanted to get one Oklahoma receiver because you don't really know who to get. I didn't have enough money for Mims or the transfer from Arkansas, Woods. Is that his name?
Yeah.
So I went with Jaden Hazelwood, 5K. I mean, he's putting up. He's kind of their possession guy. I mean, you know, four catches, six catches. Hasn't, you know, he's only been, you know, his biggest game yardage wise was only 61 yards, but he has caught a couple touchdowns on the year. Oklahoma has a history of putting up a lot of points against West Virginia in Norman. So a little bit of a gamble here, because I don't know a whole lot about this guy, Hazelwood, but it seems like he has somewhat of a rapport because he's at least catching four balls a game. So Jaden Hazelwood, 5K.
Like the creativity there. I'm going to go with my final play being, I'm going to take you to this, this game in Lansing, and I'm going to take the Nebraska side here. Omar Manning caught a touchdown in the game the other day against Oklahoma. And I felt like, cause I think he missed a game. Or if so, I think he was dinged up where he didn't play much. So I think the stats are kind of, obviously Samari Torre is good, the Montana transfer, but I think Manning, if you take away the fact that he was dinged up a little bit there, I think he is he's a guy that's going to be getting similar stats with Torre. So I'm going to take Omar Manning. He's got seven catches, 132 yards and a score on the season. I just think he could have a big day, because I think their stats are a little confusing because him being dinged up.
And only 4K is worth a shot, I suppose. No, I guess the question is Oliver Martin going to play? And honestly, I've been kind of confusing because they both first name is O and Martin and Manning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know Oliver Martin had the most catches week one, but I don't think he's played since. He's listed as questionable right now. Might want to pay attention there. But and then you mentioned Torre, and we talked about him a couple times. He's had big games, but then he's had quiet games. But I think Manning's a solid play at 4K. Hey, at 4K, you got to take a shot at somebody, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, he caught a touchdown a week ago. I think it's growing. I think what's going on, and I still feel I'm on Nebraska potentially in an upset spot here against Michigan State. I think they're
still
getting better.
Still riding the Cornhuskers.
Yeah, they're still alive. All right, they're very alive in that Big Ten West.
All right. Well, don't forget the side bet we had last week. I kicked your ass. I'm gonna kick your ass again.
There we go. All right. If you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap every single Division I college football game. All right. So come along to the Land Down Under with Pick Dundee and company. Yes, me, Patty C, NC Nick, Terrell Furman Jr. We've never had a losing season picking every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Check it out. Get that SGPN app. That's free to download in the App Store, or Google Play Store. You'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, all of our content, guest appearances, articles. NC Nick's writing a ton of great articles over there. Go check all that out at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, or just get the SGPN app. And when you grab that app, I'm telling you, give us a 5-star review, do it. And then take a screenshot of that review. Find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD. Show me that review. We'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt at @TheColbyD. NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. Patty C's on Twitter at @PattyC831. Terrell Furman Jr.'s on Twitter at @RealRel_ The College Football Experience. New to Twitter and Instagram at TCE on SGPN. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at @TheSGPNetwork. Give them all a follow. Check out the Slack channel too for a lot of, and come play DraftKings with us. Don't be a square. Have some fun. Let's do this. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience Week 4 DFS show. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.